الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله There are many painful incidents in history and the sign that we are going to discuss today this is also painful Before that, let's listen to a narration of the companion Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu. He states that once he was traveling on a camel which had become tired. When the Holy Prophet ﷺ passed by it, he humbly said to the Prophet ﷺ, Ya Rasulullah ﷺ, this camel of mine falls behind, it lags behind. So the Prophet ﷺ put his blessed hands on it. And such a blessing appeared due to the touch of the beloved Prophet ﷺ's hand, that the camel began to travel so fast like he had never done before. And the Prophet ﷺ said, sell it to me for an awqiyah. An awqiyah is a specific amount of gold. One awqiyah is about 40 dirhams. So Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu said, I have sold it. But he made a request saying, I will hand it to you as soon as I reach home. Then Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu says, when we came to Medina al-Munawwara, I took the camel to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu anhu, pay him its price and also give him more. So he gave me one extra qirat. Now qirat is 1/6 of a dirham, so 1/6. In another narration it's mentioned that he returned Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu the camel too. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam granted it to him as a gift. He paid the price as well as returned the camel. Now, dear viewers, Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu had asked for the camel as a loan after the sale of the camel was completed. He had asked for it for some extra time in which he could reach his home. So what do we learn from this hadith? We learn two points. Firstly, if you prefer something belonging to someone else, then if you need it, you can encourage him to sell it. Or at least ask him whether he wants to sell it or not. There is no harm in doing this. As our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu about the camel. Secondly, when you buy something from someone, paying more than the agreed price is also proven from the sunnah. Yes, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam granted him extra money. Now Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu loved this so much that he kept it with him at all times. He did not used to spend that currency, that amount. But during the reign of Yazid, a great incident occurred. Now this is called the incident of Harra. And on that occasion, Yazid's army robbed Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu's wealth. And the one qirat which he had kept safely as a relic with him, this was snatched as well. Now dear viewers, the incident of Harra. This is one of the signs of the Day of Judgment. And this is what we're going to mention to you now. It's a painful incident which occurred in Medina al-Munawwara. Now it occurred during the reign of the cursed Yazid. After the incident of Karbala, and we know Karbala is a shocking incident for all the devotees of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what was the waqi'ah, the incident of Harra? Now, one of the extremely evil acts of the cursed Yazid, after the martyrdom of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, was that he attacked al-Madinah al-Munawwara when the people of Medina refused to pledge allegiance to him. He tried to make them pledge allegiance. He tempted them with wealth and riches. Now just think, which devotee of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after hearing about Karbala, the oppression committed against Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu and his companions, his family members in the plain of Karbala, who would pledge allegiance after knowing that? Now, the people of Medina were true lovers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the followers of the Ahlul Bayt. So when they came to know about this, then none of them wanted to pledge allegiance to Yazid. Now what did that evil-fated individual do? He appointed Muslim bin Uqba as his commander-in-chief. He sent an army under his command and made them attack Al-Madinah al-Munawwara. For 3 or 5 days, bloodshed occurred in Medina. In Masjid al-Nabawi, the Azan could not be heard for many days. Yes, there came such a time too. In the streets and lanes of Medina, the blood of the holy companions and tabi'een was shed like water, ma'azallah. And before I go into detail about this incident, let me tell you that in some narrations, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had also hinted at this incident. And whilst indicating towards it, he mentioned the circumstances as well. For example, on one occasion, Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala, that, oh Abu Dharr, what will be your condition when bloodshed will occur in Medina? When bloodshed will occur in Medina, so much so that the blood will sink the sandy rocks. He replied, Allah Almighty and His Prophet alayhi salam know best. This means that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had indicated towards this happening, something happening like this in Al-Madinatul Munawwara. Now Sayyidina Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala, he did not get to witness this incident because he passed away in 32 after Hijri during the Khilafah of Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu anhu. And this incident of Harra took place in 63 Hijri. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned it so that the world could see and the world witnessed what happened on this occasion. Now, wherever the Islamic scholars have talked about signs of the Day of Judgment, they also mention that there will certainly come a time in Madinatul Munawwara when Medina would be deserted, apparently. And that desolation occurred because of this incident of Harra as well. Yes, as you have heard, that when this huge army attacked Medina, then according to some narrations, 3 days, and according to other narrations, for 5 days, bloodshed occurred in Medina. In Al-Masjid al-Nabawi, Azan could not be called for many days. In the streets and lanes of Medina, the bloodshed of the Holy Companions and Tabi'een was shed like water. From here, the troops headed towards Makkah al-Mukarramah. And the detail of that event we will share in a different episode, in a separate episode. Now let me tell you that during the reign of the cursed Yazid, the oppression broke all records, ma'azallah. Brutality, injustice was, you know, evident everywhere. But three tragedies that occurred, it's not possible to forget them. They stand out in history. And one of them is the incident of Karbala. The second is the incident of Harra. And the third is that this oppressor Yazid attacked Makkah al-Mukarramah as well. Now, what is the meaning of Harra? The meaning is a rocky land. And since a patch outside Medina is rocky and covered with volcanic rocks, this incident occurred in the same place. And the armies of the enemies, they encamped there, and therefore it's called the area of Harra. Now this incident took place in 63 Hijri. After the bloodshed of Karbala, people became more aware of Yazid's wickedness and his faithlessness. Therefore they decided to rise against him. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu drew a sword against Yazid and announced in Makkah that they would establish a caliphate. And when the people of Medina heard about the evil acts of Yazid's army in Karbala, they also allied themselves with Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu anhu and pledged allegiance to him. Marwan sent this news to Yazid, and after hearing this news, Yazid sent out Muslim bin Uqba with 12,000 troops. And he said to him, firstly, give them 3 days respite, and if they do not pledge allegiance even after that, then go to war against them, battle against them. And when you become dominant, then declare them, meaning the people there, mubah for my troops. Now, mubah, dear viewers, means it's permissible for you to do whatever you want to them. The troops can do whatever they want. They can rob their wealth, they can dishonor them, ma'azallah. And this is what they did. This is what the oppressors did. Now, when the troops were given the order to, you know, treat them as mubah, as permissible, the Muslim bin Uqba, he led the troops and reached Medina and declared war. This was the incident of 63 Hijri, dear viewers. Now, as it was expected, the people, they completely refused to pledge allegiance. The bloodthirsty commander, Muslim bin Uqba, he besieged Medina and started to battle with the people of Medina. For a few days, he could not even enter Al-Madinatul Munawwara. So he started using deception. The oppressor, the enemy, started using deception and trickery. And this is how they entered Madinatul Munawwara and began shedding people's blood, ma'adallah. That Medina, which is the coolness of the eyes of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the coolness to the eyes of the devotees, and the residence of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this is where the Rawda al-Mutahara is. Now, such an honorable place, a great number of people were killed in that very city. The wealth was robbed, women were abused, a soldier broke into a woman's house. That woman, she had an infant. A soldier asked her about her wealth, and she replied, however much wealth I had, your soldiers, they have robbed it. Now, what did the oppressor do? Allahu Akbar. When he did not find any wealth, he slammed that infant into the wall. And it was with such force that the infant's brain came out of his skull. But remember that during this brutal incident, 1,700 people from the Muhajirin and Ansar and 10,000 people from the ordinary Muslims were killed. Yes, about 12,000 people were killed in Al-Madinatul Munawwarah. They were martyred. The troops beheaded the people of Medina just like a butcher cuts off a sheep or a goat's head. The offspring of the Muhajirin Ansar, the warriors of the Battle of Badr, they were all martyred. And those who were left alive, they were compelled to pledge allegiance to Yazid as slaves. And Muslim women were abused, ma'azallah. When Muslim bin Uqba, he subdued Medina, he made the people of Medina pledge allegiance to Yazid as his slaves, so that their wealth and children would come under Yazid's control, and he would exploit them just as he would wish. And if they refused, they'd be killed. Historians write that Muslim bin Uqba shed the blood of so many innocent people that he became notorious with the title Masraf, i.e. the one who sheds a lot of blood. And perhaps it wouldn't be wrong to say that nobody could remain safe from this incident. Either they were killed or they were dishonored, ma'azallah. So dear viewers, did you hear about the terror that spread in this dreadful incident to such an extent that Al-Madinatul Munawwara and Masjidul Nabawi, let alone Salah being offered openly, even Azan was not called for many days. The famous Tabi'i, Sayyiduna Sa'id bin Musayyib, rahmatullahi alayh, he stayed in the Masjid for 3 days as well. He did not come out of Masjidul Nabawi, he did not move from there. He acted as if he was insane. So the oppressor thought that he had gone insane. Now he states that he was able to identify the time for Salah, the time for Azan, in a unique way. He says, I used to hear a humming voice coming from the enlightened grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to hear a voice from the blessed Rawda of the Prophet alayhi sallam. And from the same voice he had this understanding, this realization that Salah time had started. This was a miracle of the Holy Prophet alayhi sallam. And understanding that voice was a karama of Sayyiduna Sa'id bin Musayyib, rahmatullahi alayhi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for his sake. Now dear viewers, the troops which the cursed Yazid sent, and which were under the command of Muslim bin Uqba, dishonored and ruined the localities of Medina. And then they headed towards Makkah from there. They went there so that they could battle against whom? Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu. They were on their way when Muslim bin Uqba met his end, his demise. He was seized by his death. After the death of Muslim bin Uqba, when the Yazidi troops departed from there, the woman whose infant the oppressor had brutally, ma'azallah, murdered, came to his grave, and when she and her servants dug his grave, they saw that a snake was wrapped around his corpse. Now such people, this is how they meet their consequence. This is what the outcome of their life is. Anyway, dear viewers, at the time of his death, Muslim bin Uqba had appointed Hussein bin Numair as the commander-in-chief of the troops, upon the instruction of Yazid. And what happened in Makkah, we will present a complete separate episode about it. But let me mention briefly, so you can understand what was the outcome, what actually happened. The troops of Hussein bin Numair, they besieged Makkah, and Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubayr had taken refuge in Al-Masjid al-Haram. They attacked the Masjid. Allahu Akbar. Their viewers, the oppressors attacked Makkah with a catapult-like thing, and they would use it to hurl stones. And where did they hurl stones and fireballs? At the Holy Kaaba. As a result, the curtains and roofs of the Holy Kaaba were set on fire. Just think, they used to utter Shahada, but because of their greed for wealth and power, they committed oppression to this extent. They even tried to set the Holy Kaaba on fire. Its cover burnt, its roof was burnt, so much so that the horns of the blessed ram, which were slaughtered in place of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, and they were affixed onto the Holy Kaaba, they were destroyed too. Now this siege of Makkah and the battle with the companions of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubayr radiallahu anhu was ongoing when the Syrians received news of Yazid's death, and thereafter they dispersed and returned to Syria. Just think what sort of mindset the cursed Yazid had. He had such a short reign, and at the beginning of every year, he committed immense oppression. He attacked the life of Muslims, the wealth, the honor, the dignity of Muslims. And the biggest oppression was that he martyred Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala and his family and other companions as well. Neither Yazid's cruelty nor Shimmer's brutality remained. What remained is Hussein's name, which is remembered by the event of Karbala. Now, dear viewers, the end of an oppressor is always bad. May Allah Almighty grant me and you His true fear. May Allah Jalla wa Ala safeguard our life, our wealth, our honor and dignity by virtue of the Ahlul Bayt and the noble companions. And may Allah Jalla wa Ala grant us all the blessings of these noble beings. Inshallah, next time we'll be bringing another episode of the signs of the hour, the signs of Judgment Day. Until then, remember us in your prayers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect and preserve all of us. Ameen, bijahin Nabi al-Ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.